Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on, suit on.
Giving them all
dressed like a million bucks.
Things in his cuffs.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Well, all right. I learned something. And it is sharing time. And I am ever appreciated. I do appreciate God for all that he allows me to learn in my life. One of the best lessons I've learned is that hardship teaches you some great lessons. Challenges brings about some of my best results. I think what I'm trying to say is, in every challenge and hardship, every setback, I've learned something so, so valuable. So here's what I've, you know, I've known this, but I've just learned it at a different angle. Appreciation and gratitude is the key to having more. Now, I don't know how that sound to you, but I can't tell you how true it is. God being fair and just as he really is. He really is. He's a fair and a just God. What's most beneficial to us is he happens to be full of mercy and grace. And I'm telling you something, man. I've probably benefited from his grace and mercy more than anything else. I mean, really, man, if it wasn't for him just forgiving me and then for him just touching my life the way he has, I mean, I'm not here in this position today. I'm just not. But a funny thing has happened along the way, even to you, if you look at it. Is that your genuine appreciation and gratitude has been the key to you having more, for your continued blessings, and for making room for heaven to open up and pour out blessings that you don't have room enough to receive. If you look at it, see, God being a fair and just God, which he is, why would he put more on you than you can bear? If you've noticed everything that's happened in your life, if you're still here, you've made it. You know, forget how rough it was. Got that. But you made it. Forget what it sent you through and how it made you feel. You made it. Now, what makes people give up and you hear about people committing suicide is they leave the God out of their life. And they start allowing that other voice to control. And if it's really true that God never puts more on you than you can bear, as long as you stay connected to God, you can get through anything. But you lose that connection. You lose that communication. You lose that relationship with him. If you're not having a relationship with God, then who you having a relationship with? Now, it ain't but two forces at work at all time. It's good and evil. It's positive and negative. It's God, it's Satan. Now, this is at work all the time. So if you're not being positive about everything, you leave room for negativity to step in. If you're not trying to be righteous in your way, then you allow evil to step in. If you don't work on your relationship with God, come on now. Look who you letting step in. So now, I'm asking you to understand that God never puts more on you than you can bear. Okay, now that we got that clear, that's a fact. Okay, now with that fact in mind, let's go over this right here. Why would God, being as just and merciful as he is, put more on you than you can bear? Example, if God has given you blessings and all you're doing is complaining about them, you're never showing any appreciation or gratitude about it, why would he give you some more stuff to be ungrateful for? Why would he give you some more stuff to complain about? Why would he give you some more stuff that you would not show any more appreciation for? I mean, this thing is real simple, man, ain't it? If you think about it. So a lot of times, man, when I was going through my positions of not having and wondering and all like here, I ended up checking myself and going, man, I'm not even showing any gratitude or appreciation for the things he has done for me. Start showing some appreciation and gratitude because it's the key to having more. It's the key to continued blessings. It's the key to the windows of heaven opening up and pouring out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. It's the appreciation and gratitude of what you already have. As minimal as it may appear to be right now for you, it is still what you have. But if you've shown no gratitude for the minimal, why would he give you the maximum? I mean, I'm just really just trying to put it real, real simple so I can keep understanding this thing right here. So let me give you an example in my life. I had gotten so busy at one point that I had began to complain about how busy I was. Now, this is true because I am busy, but it ain't the busy part because I asked to be busy. You know, I asked God to give me opportunities and to make a way for me. Well, in that, you got to do something and you got to get busy. But I began to complain about the busyness and how busy I was. And I noticed that a couple of things slowed up for me. So I had got to the point where I wasn't showing real gratitude for it. Well, I looked up and a couple of things started slowing down. And then I had to catch myself. And I went, wow, man, you have got to start embracing the fact that you are this busy. Embrace the fact that what all comes along with it, because to whom much is given, much is required. You got to start embracing the requirement part if you want to continue with the given part. So I changed my attitude. I caught myself and I started thanking him and showing real gratitude for how busy I was instead of complaining about how busy I was. And then guess what? It opened up the windows of heaven and some more blessings got poured out. It just works that way all the time. For everybody, for me, for you, for everybody. So listen, y'all, again, your appreciation and gratitude is the key to having more. Your appreciation and gratitude is the key to continued blessings. And your appreciation and gratitude is the only way that you can get those windows of heaven to open up and pour out these blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. You got to act like you're glad for what you got in order to get more. You feel me? Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has arrived. We had nothing to do with it. It comes as God sees it fit. But since the time has arrived and you're aware of it, then you are a part of the blessed. You don't have to be here. You didn't wake yourself up. You don't control your breaths. It's Him. Thank Him for the small things, because those small things are rather huge. You know, you take breaths every day and you don't even think about it, but go without a couple of them. Miss a couple breaths. You eat all the time, you think nothing of it. Miss a day of food. You walk in your house, you turn the key, you think you're supposed to be here. Lose your house. I'm telling you, man, it's some stuff we take for granted that shouldn't be. Give God some thanks today for all the things He's done for you. This is Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica, and that Junior. Now, look here, Junior.
Yeah.
You seem to always have something on your mind.
Yeah, man, it's always something, because you just said something. You said, lose the house. I just got in here. I can't. Yeah. I gotta really start thinking, Mo. Because there's so many things that we just take for granted, like you just said. I never thought about walking in the house with the key in the door. Never thought about it.
Until you ain't got no dough to put your key in.
Man.
I had that.
Yeah. What they tell you, how you got kicked out, what they came and did.
Bruh, but hold on, man. Let me tell you this right here. Do you know what? No matter how your home is, it's your home, right? Mm-hmm. No matter how what size the castle is, it's still your castle. Do you know what it is to lose the ability at the end of a tough day to say, I'm going home? Bruh, because it's something about turning that key and opening that door and shut it that gives you some form of security. Like, okay, I'm back here. I might not be able to control what's out here, but I'm king up in here.
Yeah.
No matter how the exit, no meager, how you living, whatever, it don't matter. Imagine losing the ability to say, I'm going home. Somebody dogging you out there. I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tell you to get away from here. Hey, you can't put them fish back. Oh, skip it. I'll just go home. No. Imagine not having that, man. Do you know what it is like for people who are homeless, man, who can't say, I'm going home?
Mm-hmm.
That's rough, man.
Yeah.
I think about women who get out there, man, and end up homeless, have to live in a shelter or get in there and have to live in an encampment or under a bridge somewhere and they got kids. That's rough, man. Because I was a dude.
Yeah.
Me going to the bathroom, easy. I'm going over there. It becomes totally different, man, if you're a female and you're out there, man. So, y'all remember, man, when you see people that's out, try to extend a helping hand. I ain't doing that. They ain't going to do nothing by drugs. You don't know. A lot of times they're trying to eat and trying to make it to tomorrow. All right? Thank you.
All right. All right, coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew, who is not here, but Junior is here. Yes, we run that prank
well,
back right
be
after
here
this.
From the nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to run that prank back with Junior in for the nephew. What you got, Junior?
Well, on day 99 of Run That Prank Back, we have your new boss. Your new boss. Because that's where I think the nephew is, working for a new boss. Because he's not here, that's for sure.
I'm looking
at my boss. I know my boss. He's sitting right there. But the nephew's boss is at another radio station, and we don't know. It's in Italy.
If you think he's on
the radio,
you got one
wow. Let's go, Cat. Your new boss.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Jason, please.
This is me. How can I help you?
Hey, Jason, this is Lyle. I'm giving you a call out of Human Resources.
Right.
How you doing? You're the foreman, the project guy out there?
Yes, I am. I'm the project manager here. How can I help you?
Listen, you've been training an individual out there, I think, for the last month or so. Have you been training a
Yes, a great guy. Doing great work. Doing good.
Okay. How's he? Is he coming along pretty good with everything?
Oh, man, he picking up real good, man. He learning the trade. I mean, he picking up just like I would love for him to pick up.
Okay.
Excellent young worker.
And he's got how many more weeks of training out there?
I would say probably about another week or two before we let him, you know, put him on his own.
Okay. Do you think he'll handle it efficiently?
Oh, yes. I think he'll be a great, great employee.
Okay. You've been with the company how long?
Going on about 17 years.
Yeah, my records are telling me somewhere around 16 plus, right?
Right.
Okay.
Almost 17.
Okay, you've been with us quite a while, and first of all, let you know we're grateful of the work that you're putting in.
Well, man, I appreciate my man, me, man. I appreciate the help of the company, man, and, you know, being here these many years, man, he let you know, man, I love my company.
Exactly. Listen, we got a few adjustments we're going to be making out there in the plant. Here's what we're going to do. Now, you say going to be done in about a week or two?
Yeah, about a week or two.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do on that particular day that he gets released, and you definitely know he's ready for everything. I'm going to want you to give him your key card as well as the key to your office.
The what, man?
I'm going to want you to give him your key card that gets you actually onto the property, and you have your own parking space, too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, we're going to need you to give him your key card and your office key, and we'll find you another place to park. He's actually probably going to be parking in your space.
Hold it. What you mean? You telling me to give him my key parking?
Right.
My parking space.
Your parking space, but your key card to get you onto the property, the little,
right.
Your little electrical card there.
Right.
That as well as your office. He's going to actually be taking over as project manager.
No, sir. I'm not giving up nothing.
Sir,
nobody's going to take over no project manager.
First of all, sir, let's do this. Let's tone the language down, okay? We're going to find a place for you. But for the time being, we're going to put you back in the plant until we find something for you.
You ain't going to find no place for me. My place is where I'm at right now. I'm not moving from nowhere. That's all.
Okay.
You ain't going to find me nothing.
Okay.
Nobody's going to find me anything. I got 17 years up in here. Ain't nobody fit to find me not a place to move. You got to understand that part there. I got 17 years up in here. Done trained a young guy, and this guy got a couple months, and you're talking about going to do what to me? Move me?
Jason, this is a temporary move. We're going to find something better for you.
No, ain't better.
This
project, man, ain't nobody fit to move. Got that understanding?
This has come from the head.
Tell me who the head is. I know the head people.
This decision actually has come from the vice president.
No, they ain't told me none of that. It come to me first.
I'll tell you what, Jason, this is something I'm supposed to probably not tell you, but let me let you in on a little something.
Yeah, let me in on something, because this is going to be some bull him, because I shut the whole place up out here. And I mean that.
Let me explain something to you, Jason. This young guy that you've been training, he's actually the nephew of the vice president.
I don't give a about no nephew or no vice president, man. Do you think I care about some president? Tell the president I said what I say. Him and the nephew. Who cares about the nephew? They ain't never told me none of this.
Okay. Well, can I expect you to give your key over to him?
No. Hell no. I ain't giving nobody nothing. Tell them to get the law to come get it. Ain't nobody getting nothing. I ain't leaving. How that sound?
Sir, all I can ask you for is I need your key card and I need the key to your office. I need you to empty out your things so we can move Victor in there
and hold on.
You a place. This is just a temporary slap right now.
No. You, them, all ain't nobody getting a thing, okay? I done been here. I tell you what I go do. I go out there and I pimp slap this little son of a, okay? And then I find out who his boss is or whoever the nephew is supposed to be and kick his. But I ain't giving up nothing. And this I'm talking about y'all with the wrong one, okay? With the wrong one at this time. Because this ain't nobody taking nothing from
me. You're talking about beating the vice president's nephew. You're losing control here, Jason.
No, I ain't losing nothing. I'm the only thing control I'm going to lose is when I kick his. How that sound? And I'm going to kick the ball. The CEO, all of them, how that sound? Did that make sound clear to you?
No, it makes no sense. We're trying to just give you some place to be temporarily until I find you another slot.
It ain't no other slot. My slot is my slot. I'm going to kick his rat. Not how that sound to you.
Sir, all I'm asking is I need your key card and I need the key to the office. Get all your things out so I can get Victor moved in within the next week.
Ain't no keys, okay? All of them, I don't give a how that sound. I don't care nothing about them, okay? Because you're going to make me somebody out here today, okay? I'm tired of this, and this ain't going to happen to me.
I'm going to get security to come over and walk you out, okay?
No, ain't no security to walk me no way. How that sound? I came here ain't by myself. Ain't nobody to walk me up out of here.
Are you having problems moving out for the nephew?
The nephew, okay? The nephew is not going to come in here and take. How that sound?
Okay, there's another nephew that you need to be aware of. Do you know who the other nephew is?
Hell no, I ain't never seen no other nephew. I ain't know that was a nephew.
Let me tell you who the other one is.
Who the other one is?
The other one is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Jason, you just got pranked.
Y'all lying with me, man? Don't play with me, man.
Jason. Hey, Jason, listen, man.
Man, this ain't no Tommy, man. Y'all need to put that man. Man, y'all don't know how long the brother. Man, I worked my way up. Man, hey, man, I ain't mean no disrespect to y'all, but, hey, man, y'all got me good, man.
I got you, man. I got one thing to ask you, man. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
That Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
There you go, Shirley, your new boss.
Thank you, Junior. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Sherry Shepherd started off her new season with big news, or we might say smaller news. She looks amazing, too. Anthony Anderson's divorce is final. He gets to keep his 2004 Range Rover. And is Odell Beckham Jr. Yes. dating Kim Kardashian? Yeah, we'll find out about all of these stories coming at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Here we go. Donna in the Bahamas writes, my husband and I have downsized our lifestyle to live in a beach community. I had hoped the calmness of the water would help our marriage, but the walls are closing in on me. We need a bigger place. How do I convince him to move?
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what you took your ass over there and bought one of those tiny houses for in the first damn place. I keep telling y'all. Them damn tiny homes is way overrated. Downsizing is overrated. I'm not downsizing. I'm just going to make more. I'm not finna sit up in here in this tiny house and all my business is right here in this one little ass room. You thought that was going to help you? You thought some water outside was going to help you?
Yeah.
You thought because it was some water over there, it was going to help what's going on in here in a tiny house? Sitting up in here, all this stuff in arm's reach. Your upstairs is a damn bunk bed. That's your upstairs.
So you get mad.
I wish I would.
Beach community. She thought it'd be
I don't care what it is. You could be living in the water. If your ass is in a tiny house, you have made a mistake. I don't care. You ever seen a window in a tiny house? No. Ain't nowhere to put it. Because you got to have something on that damn wall. You can't do nothing in a tiny house. You can't even move around in a tiny house.
A lot of people love them, though.
No, they don't, Shirley. They lying. They don't body like no damn tiny house.
Don't say they lying.
Lie. Look at her. They went and downsized. Now, look. She want a bigger house. Because you lie to yourself. I love it. Okay. Here we go. This is somebody trying to lie to you about a tiny house. I love tight conditions. I tell you what. Ask me something about a tiny house and let me show you. Watch how this go.
Well, I mean, I have a tiny house. So, you know, it's good because I can hook it up to my car and we can go places. I can travel. That's what I like
about it. That ain't a house. That's a trailer. Did you just say you could hook your house up to your car? That's not a house. That's a damn trailer. You can get that. You living in a U-Haul. Go to the next question. We got no time for this. Can't help you. I should move your ignorant ass over there anyway.
We're gonna move on.
You in the bathroom. Everybody know it. All the company. Yeah, you can't even have company in a tiny house. Excuse me. Where's the restroom? You have a restroom for guests. It's the same one.
Okay, we're moving on.
Let me ask you this, Shirley. Tell you how. Okay, birthday parties. How that look?
Outside.
It's raining.
Only thing
outside.
In the tiny house, everybody walk in one at a time, look at the cake. Turn your ass around. Come on out of there. Yes, Carl.
All right. I said it was raining, but okay.
It's raining.
We can't be outside for the party if it's raining.
Oh, okay, so you're going, now you got to move the birthday party inside.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you how that's going to look. Two people standing at the stove. All the guests is on the bed. Somebody going to have to sit on that toilet. You got the two people over there at that kitchenette. You got two people sitting at the kitchenette. The cake is on the kitchenette. In order for you to blow the candles out, the baby got to get down off the bed, but she can't get down off the bed because the people own it.
People like tiny houses. There's a whole TV show about them.
Shirley, they lying. They done found them people to lie. Don't nobody want to like no little tiny ass house. For what?
All right, we're moving on to Steph in Tampa. Steph says, I might be a mistress, but I draw the line when I am asked to come to my boyfriend's house and have sex with him amidst all of his wife's belongings. I don't know if my man has run out of money for hotels or what, but he says it's safe, so should I go?
First of all, listen to me. That ain't your man.
That's right.
Let's just go right there. Has my man run out of money? He not your man. He not your man.
Out the gate, he's not your man. Tell him.
And here's another one.
What?
Come on.
If you are the mistress of a man that done run out of money, what is you mistressing for?
Yeah. Get out.
What is your benefit? And you don't want to go over there and have sex amongst all her things. Do you know what that's like if you in a tiny house?
What is
all
it like?
Her things is everywhere.
So she should not go. That is your answer.
Man, why don't you get somebody else?
Yeah. All right, Faye in High Point says, I've been with my boyfriend for 11 years, and I just let him move in with me. I expected him to help out with bills and keep my house clean. He said I took care of myself before he moved in, so I'm just after his money. How do I get him to leave? She wants him out leave. Now.
Wait yeah. a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. 11 years.
Yes.
You ain't get the message? You didn't pick up on it?
Need a few more years.
11. You didn't see the lack of movement. You didn't see the non-progression. You didn't see the relationship developing. Your relationship is what it is and has been that way for 11. He moved in and now he don't help you. So he been keeping his money to himself for 11 years. But he been taking everything from you and now he in your house and he ain't helping out. Because all you want him for is his money.
Mm-hmm. Bye, boy. Boy, bye,
girl,
boy.
Girl. I don't even understand why y'all.
How does she get him out, though? What does she do?
Put him out. It's your house. But you don't know how to do that. This man been doing what he want to do for 11 years. Next question. Yep. Now you want to change it in year 12. He not finna change.
Right.
Put him out. It's called a restraining order.
All right. Last one, Steve. This is from Honey in Ypsilanti. She says, I'm 43 and I have 4 sons with my ex-husband and he's still very present in their lives. My fiance is 45 and he is trying hard to win my boys over, but they're hesitant. How do I get them to open up more to my fiance and let their guards down?
That's on your fiance. He got some work to do. They daddy's still active in their life. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no replacing that. All he can be is an addition. Huh. Don't go in there trying to replace. Just go in there as an addition. Hey, man, y'all want to play some ball? I got some tickets. Y'all want to go to the game? They say no. Take them down there and scalp them. That's all.
That's illegal.
You took money.
What?
That's not
coming.
Illegal, it's too today.
Coming up next.
What's going on around the country right now at the arena?
We'll have some entertainment news for you. Oh, thank you, CLO. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
So Sherry Shepherd kicked off her second season of Sherry on Monday, and she shared some big news with her audience. She opened up about having a breast reduction in July of this year because the weight of her breasts had become really painful for her. She admitted that prior to surgery, she wore a 42 double D bra, but now she is pain-free. She can sit up straight. And she feels lighter, Steve Harvey. I watched the season opener, and Sherry looked amazing. She really, really did. And it was great. It was a great way to start her show. But then on Wednesday, Sherry came back and had to go back on hiatus because she announced that she has COVID. So we'll get new shows when Sherry is COVID-free and feeling better.
See, right?
But she
left her breasts alone. See, once you cut out that extra meat, that's protection.
Now shut up. You ain't never anyway, had a breast reduction.
Anyway.
I had one. Ain't nothing wrong with a breast reduction.
You didn't tell us. Where'd you do that? Because
a long time
we
ago.
Knew.
A long oh time ago.
You couldn't tell?
Hell no.
Shut up.
That's what I'm saying. Boy, let me tell you something. Man. Girl, you better show, girl. You had a breast reduction and you here? Woo! Lord,
a long time ago, long.
God, dog, girl. Why you was working here?
Yeah, I've been working here almost 20 years. What is
yes.
this?
Yeah.
When did you get a breast reduction?
I think
oh
it was
my
like
God, Steve.
Right after I had.
What'd you say, Sherry?
I just said, oh my God, Steve, I can't believe you don't remember this.
I ain't embarrassed. You gotta do what you gotta do.
No, I never knew she had a breast reduction.
I didn't come in and say, ta-da, y'all wanna see. Yeah. I didn't do
we
that.
We knew, yeah.
What did they reduce? What did they do?
My breasts, that's what it's called.
So, what now?
Wait a minute now. I just want to say congratulations because if that's the breast reduction, Lord have mercy.
Well, you know what, too? You know what I like about it?
Praise God. What?
You know what I like about it, too? When you get a breast reduction, they lift them, too. So, you know, as women age, you know, gravity sets in. So when you get a reduction, they get a lift. So.
Well, this is
they lifted, honey. Yes.
I want it because you've inspired me. Now I'm going down there
and do what?
What?
I'm gonna finally get this lip reduction.
You say
when they take it, they lift it. You know how many times my mama told me, boy, close your mouth for a fly in it. Cause look right here. This is how I do all the time.
Uh-huh. Close your
mouth. You know, if I ain't careful, you know, that bottom lip, you got a little weight on it, man. You know, you can't just.
They can do anything.
I'm going to get me a sitting on. Sharing nothing with no damn body.
Yeah.
Monica had one.
That next.
No, she didn't.
No, too far. Let's go.
See, that's why.
I just talked about me. I just related to the story with Sherry Shepherd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never knew that, Carla. Congratulations.
You're welcome. I don't know why I say you're welcome, but okay.
Thank you.
One thing about they ain't take a lot. Go ahead. Next story.
Because I still wanted my... Okay, yes, we'll talk about it. You're that's another day.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, you did.
Because my husband was like, don't lose your mind.
Go down there if you want. Hey.
Hey, we got limits.
All right, careful. Easy. Yeah. All right, sure.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Well, another celebrity divorce is final. Actor and comedian Anthony Anderson's divorce from his wife Alvina is over. After 22 years of marriage, Alvina filed for divorce for the second time and stated, quote, irreconcilable differences as the reason for the marriage ending. Anthony was ordered to pay Alvina $20,000 a month for spousal support, but if his gross annual earnings exceed $2 million, he will have to pay Alvina an additional 20% of his income. Anthony gets to keep a huh?
I'll tell you right now, go on get the paying, dog. How the hell Anthony is making $2 million a year? He go on get the paying. Go ahead. Anthony gets to keep what?
He gets to keep his 2004 Range Rover and their family home. And their family home in Encino,
Damn car 20 years old.
It's classic, though. It's a Range, though. I'm not mad at the Range.
I don't even give a damn what was that in there for?
And his wife.
That's when you done got your ass whooped in a divorce. When you don't get to keep nothing but the 2004 car.
Well, they were married for 22 years, so.
Yeah, the car 24 years. I guess he said I had this before we got married.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Aunt Frank, bro. I'm sorry. These jokes just keep coming. I can't stop them. I can't cut them off.
You can stop them.
They just running out of my mouth. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just looking at that 2004 Range Rover. I don't even what we down here in court fighting for this here for.
It's still a Range. Don't hate on the Range.
I don't know if it's no Range. I ain't saying nothing about that. I'm the year.
Well, his wife gets to keep her 2022 Mazda, and they have a home in Houston. So,
hold
there
wait,
you
say
go.
What now?
His wife gets to keep their 2022 Mazda and their home in Houston.
Mazda?
Come on.
Wait a minute, hold up, man.
Yo, come on.
They need to not make this divorce public. I'm not sitting there being able to argue about this Range Rover and this damn Mazda. That's not what I'm fitting to do. I wouldn't even told nobody. She in that bragging. Girl, what you get? Girl, I got to keep that 2022 Mazda.
That's the old body style Range Rover too. That's nice. That's classic.
Classic. What? It is.
What?
What are y'all talking about? It's a celebrity divorce. What is you talking about? The blue book value on that ain't even.
All right, listen.
It ain't even in the double figures. What is we talking about?
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour. Steve, you're going to want to hear this because there's a brand new...
I'm calling Aunt right now. I'm calling Aunt right now. Hey, man, can I see a picture of your 2004 Range Rover?
More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, tomorrow's the first day of fall, and Halloween is just a month away. That means it's scary movie season, and one of the scariest movies of all time has a sequel coming, okay? It's The Exorcist Believer. The original Exorcist, of course. Huh?
Anybody going down there to see that?
Well, we all remember the original Exorcist was released back in 1973. It starred Linda Blair and Ellen Burstyn. Ellen Burstyn will also star in the new Exorcist movie, which hits theaters October 6th. So, Steve, I got to ask you, you already said no one's going to see it, but are you excited, concerned, interested about the new Exorcist movie?
I don't go down there watching the devil.
It's just a movie, though.
Horror movies have no interest of me. Mm-hmm. I don't go down there talking about no devil and he and I'm in you. No, you're not.
What was that voice? What happened?
The devil be I'm in you. I control you. No, you don't. No, you don't. We ain't finna play this. I ain't finna have no dreams about you. None of this here. No. Mm-mm.
So, clearly, The Exorcist is the scariest movie.
But I'm trying to figure out what... I've never asked anybody this. What do people get from watching horror movies?
People like to be scared, Steve. They do like to be scared.
What?
In that way, because they know it's not real. In that way, they like to be scared. Yeah.
You're obviously not from the hood.
See, being black in the movie already dangerous. Just being black in life is dangerous. That's scary to me. You know, that's the
what
one.
What I need
I'm
a movie
of.
For?
I don't need to go to no theater.
Scary movie. But, you know, we the first to die anyway.
Yeah. But Steve, didn't you see The Exorcist? You used to like horror movies. You went to see
16.
That one.
I didn't like horror movies.
Oh, you just went.
Biggest movie out there. Butch was driving his daddy's car, so we all got 6 or 5 of them. Butch daddy let him drive the car. I knew it was bad night when we bagging our driveway. He towed the rearview mirror off the car.
It was a sign.
I knew then. I should have got out the car right then and just went on home. How we bagging out the driveway? You done already towed the rearview mirror off the car. Now we up there at the Shaker Heights Theater trying to figure out how we gonna get this mirror back home so Butch daddy don't beat Butch and us. One of the worst. I've never had the worst movie experience of my life was at The Exorcist.
Wow. What else happened?
Just everything. We sitting there, you know,
there
dudes,
is a little
we sitting
black...
a chair apart. But that movie was over. We was all. It was six of us.
Uh-huh.
We was sitting a chair apart. When the movie was over, we was all in two chairs.
There's, I think, a black family I saw in the trailer. A black family, a little black girl.
They ain't gonna be in the movie long.
She's That's doing some of the same stuff. Yeah.
They in the movie, but they won't finish the movie.
All right. Linda Blair granddaughter gonna eat their ass.
Talk about typecast. Linda Blair forever.
The Exorcist Believer in theaters October 6th. Coming up next, Roscoe Wallace is joining us right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as promised, he is here, Roscoe. Carla.
All day, baby. What's going on, Will and Shirley?
Hey, Roscoe.
Hey, what's up, Carly?
What's up, Roscoe? What's happening?
Junior.
My man, Roscoe, my hero, boy.
What up, Miss Evie? What's going on?
Yeah.
All right, dude. What up? What's going on today?
All right, let's get to it. Okay, first of all, Roscoe, yesterday was the 21st day of September, Earth, Wind, and Fire Day.
Boy, what a great group of all time.
Yeah, come on, Roscoe. Tell me, break it down. What happened on the 21st
See,
day?
See, Earth, Wind, and Fire got started a while back. I knew the founder, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Maurice. But I knew Maurice's daddy.
What was his name?
Clarence White had a group called Pluto, Mars, and Venus.
The planet. The universe.
Yeah.
That was the planet. That was bigger. That was the universe. Then they came out with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Uh-huh. Them just elements. Pluto, Mars, and Venus. They call them PMV. That's why EWF, Earth, Wind, and Fire, PMV, or Pluto, Mars, and Venus. That's how it all got started right there. Really. Let a little history for you, though. So it was September 21st. Then their big hit was November.
November?
It was November. When we first had Thanksgiving. Pilgrims and everybody living. They ran all the Indians away.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
They should have left them up on Plymouth Rock. Should have froze them. Should have let them drop. But they helped them. Uh-huh. And the white folks came, took it away. Thanksgiving in November. Oh, that was his song. Right?
Wow.
Yeah, what it was.
You didn't know that, did you?
Yeah. Did not. You breaking it down.
All right. There, baby.
All right, so shout out to Earth, Wind, and
right
Fire.
Right there on Plymouth Rock. Let the air free. Right. We had none of the trouble. Now they're on reservation and everything. They ain't even had to happen. All come from helping their ass.
Uh-oh, you staying woke now, Roscoe. Yeah, all right, let's switch gears.
What's the moral of the story? Next time you see somebody freezing, let their ass freeze.
Not the history lesson.
Yeah. What else you got?
Steve talked about the song As We Lay. It's by Shirley Murdock. So the song was written by Billy Beck and Larry Troutman. As We Lay. So, I want you to tell me, did you know Billy? Did you know Larry Troutman?
First of all, that's a lie.
Okay. Which part?
I wrote that song too. As We Lay. And the reason Shirley sang it, because that's who I lay it with. Shirley Murdoch and me. I woke Shirley out one night. And it got crazy. And I fell asleep. And then here she come, and that's how the song go. And we lay, we forgot about the price we had to pay. Shirley didn't pay no damn price. That was all me.
So you were married at the time, Roscoe?
No, but I was seeing somebody though.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Then you
I was dating
enough.
Chaka Khan's mama.
What was her name?
Rocker. Rock-a-con. Boy, me and Rock-a-con, that was a nickname, Rocker, because she'll rock a world on you, boy. That was day Chaka Khan mama back then. And that's how we're going to all that shit.
All right, Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. Country music singer Chris Stapleton and Snoop Dogg redid In the Air Tonight for
Horrible
Monday Night.
Ass idea.
Yeah.
I don't really. I need more time to tell that story because I got to be careful with it because, you know, my Snoop is still living.
Yes, he is. Very much so.
I don't want no drama. I ain't worried about the country thing. I'll kick his ass.
But Snoop on the other
got
hand.
Connection.
Yeah, you do.
All that old tripping and all that. I ain't got no time for that.
All right.
Nah.
Thank you, Roscoe. We gotta go. Coming up next, it is a prank phone call.
Have me that next time. I'll straighten it out for you.
Okay. Prank phone call with Junior in for the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I smelled like him all day. Okay.
I don't know what that is.
That could be a good or a bad thing. We'll find out in just a few when we do the strawberry letter, because right now it is time for today's prank phone call with Junior in for the nephew. Junior. Junior.
Yeah, well, day 2,900 I have for y'all.
Anyway.
What? This is what I have for y'all. Oh, he's not working here no more. I know y'all going to tell me. I know it. I'm just waiting.
Tommy, you talking about Tommy?
Yeah, he is not working. I know it, because this is day two. This is day 3,916. So I just wait for it. We'll see what happens. Just hook it up at the daycare. That's the prank for today. Hook it up at the daycare. All right. He gonna have to explain it, dude. Italy ain't that big.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Frida.
This is Frida, and who is this?
You don't know me. My name is Lonnie. I wanted to call you. I've been looking for, trying to get your phone number actually for like about 2 weeks now.
What do you need my number for, baby? Can you get on with it? Because I'm on lunch break. I'm trying to hurry and eat my lunch, and I need you to come on with it.
Okay. Now, is your husband is...
what is your name again?
My name is Lonnie.
Okay. Okay, and you asking about my husband. Now, what about... Yes, that's my husband.
See, the problem I'm having, Miss Frida, is that I looked through my wife's cell phone about 2-3 weeks ago, and I found out that this actual phone number belonged to your husband named, and he been text messaging her. And,
stop right there! Stop right
wait
there!
Wait a minute, let me finish though. He been text messaging her. Different text messages and stuff about he want to meet up with her and how she looked the other day and stuff like this here. But then even worse than this here is he, you know, done sent some pictures of himself, some naked pictures on the cell phone.
Baby, please. So, baby, please. No, sir. Not. I know not. Because if he's texting anybody, it needs to be an employer about a job. I know you're not telling me. Who, baby, who is your wife? What's your name again?
My name is Lonnie, and my wife's name is Denise.
Denise. That ain't registering with me. We pretty much have an open relationship where we kind of communicate, and I don't know nothing about no Denise. And we
okay,
have pretty
let me
much
ask
hang
you
out
this.
Together. I don't
okay.
know Denise.
Do your husband's last four digits on his phone is 6822?
Yeah, that would be the last four digits.
Okay, see, that's what I'm saying. Man, I'm not trying to call you. You know, I mean, I'm disappointed in my wife because of these text messages and these pictures and stuff. You know, I'm the one. That's why I say, okay, I need to call this man's wife right here and see what, you know, do
okay,
she even know it?
I need you to wait a minute. Back up, baby. Be quiet for a minute. Look here. Okay. Denise, you're Lonnie. Okay, where they supposed to admit it? You know, because we used to go everywhere together when we go. First of all, the don't work. Let's go there. He does not work.
Okay, so.
I don't know where it is. When he leaves the house, we're together. So where did they meet? How did they meet 2 weeks ago, you say? Because, I'm listening to you now. You got
well, my I don't know if they met 2 weeks ago. I just found him in the cell phone 2 weeks ago. That's what I'm saying. Now if you saying he don't work, then evidently it must be during the day while you gone or something. You say you on your lunch break right now?
Yeah. And where is your wife right now? Wait a minute. Do you know where your wife is right now?
Well, she's supposed to be at work right now.
And you know what? I just called. He told me he was going to get in the tub. And when I called back, it was taking him long. He used it. Okay. Okay. If I ain't have to go back in this hospital, baby. See, where's your wife? I need you to get to. We need to see where your wife is.
Well, see, my wife works at a. Wait a minute. Do y'all have kids?
Hell yeah, we got kids. And that's my problem. That's why I'm so upset. I'm working all day. I get up at 4 a.m. to make sure I got everything prepared for the whole day. Got to get the kids. We have 3 kids, 1, 2, and 3. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We have
now, is he the one? Because see, because my wife works at a daycare. Do he drop them off at a daycare?
Don't start, you baby. It's getting deep. If I get to this, what daycare does your wife work at, baby? Because I see, don't start me. Yeah, he dropping them off.
Okay.
If you tell me tonight, baby, just tell me. I swear, Lonnie.
Now she's been at this place called Children's Academy.
You are lie. You better not tell me this non-working is with the that's supposed to be watching our kids.
See, I'm already I'm already upset and been upset about this year's I've been holding it for the last 2 weeks. I've been holding it. I ain't said nothing till the next.
Why are you holding it? You're crazy. You should have been called me. Because when he get his, let me tell you something. I get up at 4 every morning. And this I have to be to work for 6:30 every morning. I get to that damn hospital. I slave all day. Then come home and slave for him. Try to make sure he feels good as a man, although he's not working. You know, it wasn't his fault he got laid off. But, hey, I want him to feel good, although he's not working. Because, you know, y'all don't feel too good when you're not working. So I wanted him to feel good. I tell the kids, you know, it's going to be okay. But I bet you this got that something.
Wait a minute now, because that is my wife. Don't be her. She's my wife, not.
Wait a minute. See, I told you was ignorant because, see, you should have been calling me long ago. Let me tell you how you ignorant, too. See, she's a first of all because she said she too dumb. She should erase that out of her. She don't know how to play the game. And she with my husband and he's sending her naked pictures. He ain't got to be showing her no way. Trust me, it ain't worth showing. I was just with him because he was a good man. I guess my is dumb, too. Oh, when look, I get on this.
Look. I was going to ask you this here. Cause
this what do you want to ask? What can you ask me? You just told me this here is with your wife, some named Denise. Yes, that's what I said. And this is the that's watching the twins. Baby, we have twins. Do you hear me?
Can I say something else to you?
I don't need you to say a thing.
Can I say one more thing?
What the do you need to say?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your husband, Gerald.
This is some. Let me tell you something. That got to know to be pranking me. He needs to be trying to find a job. You know what? This is some. I'm going to get it. When I get home, his non-working. I ain't cooking tonight. Let me tell you, the only thing that saved the situation is because, first of all, I'm a woman, so I want more information. But the second thing is, we need the job. His don't work. I couldn't leave work. All I'm getting is.
I got to ask you something, baby. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Definitely the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Now, you thought I'm going to. You know I'm
a okay, Shredder, there you go. Hooking up at the daycare.
Wow, too much.
Yeah. He ain't even here still doing ignorant stuff. I'm telling you.
Always messing with people. Always. In the country, out of the country.
Out the country. Don't matter where he at. He's doing the same thing. Don't even know where he's at. Yeah.
Have you ever been to Italy?
In Vegas. They had a little Italian restaurant. Looked just like it.
At the Venetian.
I was just right in. That's about the closest I've been to Italy. You couldn't tell me it was Italians around.
Thank you, Junior. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. I smelled like him all day is the subject. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. And we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my good friend Junior. Subject, I smelled like him all day. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for almost 17 years to my best friend. I love him, but I'm not in love with him. We operate as a married couple in public and around our children, but he does not always sleep in our bedroom with me, and I assume it's because I don't have sex with him. We stopped having sex almost 2 years ago because my husband passed along an infection to me, and to this day, he claimed he wasn't messing around with anyone. After that, I found myself a special friend for my special needs, and we have been practicing safe sex for the past 8 months. My husband commented on my change of attitude recently, and he accused me of cheating, but he couldn't prove a thing until yesterday. Our son had tryouts for basketball, and he slipped and fell in the gym. I was on the other side of town at my boyfriend's place. My child called me screaming in pain, saying that his leg was broken. So I rushed to his school to be with him. My son had also called his father, so we got there at the same time. I followed my husband and my son to the ER so we could get some x-rays. My son ended up pulling a muscle, but nothing was broken. As my husband pushed our son out of the ER in a wheelchair, he told me that I smelled like I had just rolled around in the hay with a man. Well, I had. But that was none of his concern. We all went to grab burgers, and my husband sat on the other side of the table because he said my boyfriend's cologne bothered him. I just laughed and kept enjoying my dinner. How can he judge me after what he did? Is he even worthy of me making up a lie, or should I let him wonder if I'm cheating on him? Okay, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure what you want from Steve and I in this letter and why. Your husband brought home an infection, which of course was terrible. And then he lied and said he wasn't messing around with anyone. Well, how else do you get an STI? If you're not sleeping with someone else, I mean, it was over for you after that.
Somebody
you're saying,
said and you can get it from potato chips. Go ahead.
You can get it from potato chips. That's what a sexually transmitted infection.
Yeah.
Well, it was over for the wife after that. And any signs of a real marriage were gone. I mean, you already have another man now. And for the most part, your husband knows it. He just wants you to admit it and you won't. I don't know what admitting you cheated will do in your case, because you guys aren't trying to fix anything. You're not trying to get help to fight and get your real marriage back. You know, the one that you said you once had. You're not even trying to get divorced. I mean, you've admitted to no longer being in love with your husband. So my question is, what are you guys doing? I mean, you're just staying together for appearances and for the kids' sake. You don't sleep together. So where are you trying to go with this? I don't see any sign of hope for reconciliation in this letter. I just think it's a disrespectful marriage. It's convenient for you guys for right now. And I wonder how long you guys can continue this way. I mean, I don't understand what you're doing. Steve?
You you know.
Not a sigh and a tooth sucking at the same
some
time.
Some of these letters, man, look, you've been married for 17 years. Here's the whole thing to your best friend. I love him, but I'm not in love with him. Marriage over. It's over. It's a wrap. If you're not in love with the person that you're married to, it's a wrap. You know, I got some partners I love. I got some brothers that I love. I'm not in love with them, so guess what? We not married. See how that work?
What?
See, I'm just telling you, it's really as simple as that.
Yeah.
It's you're not in love. I don't care how good a damn friend you are. If you're married and you're not in love, it's a wrap. It's over. We operate as a married couple in public and around our children, but he does not sleep in our bedroom with me. Next line, I assume it's because I don't have sex with him. Well, I be damned. Ain't you right?
Ta-da.
Did a ding. That light bulb ain't go off. He's not in our bedroom. I assume because I don't have sex with him. Then here's the reason. We stopped having sex 2 years ago because my husband passed along an infection to me. And to this day, he claims he wasn't messing around with anybody. Okay. After that, I found myself a special friend for my special needs. Y'all in here talking about like y'all just riding around in wheelchairs. What the hell is you talking about? I found me a special friend to take care of my special needs. Y'all, that ain't what this is.
You know what you mean.
You done got with somebody to get your wig blowed back.
You know what she means.
You getting your ankles held. Y'all in there frying bacon.
What?
Y'all in there looking for oil. Sitting up in here talking about we stopped having sex. And I found myself a special friend for my special needs.
All right, hold on. Hang on to that thought.
Like y'all please. In the Olympics somewhere.
Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour.
That ain't what this is.
We'll recap today's Strawberry Letter.
You're nasty.
We'll have part two of Steve's response. The Strawberry Letter subject, I smelled like him all day.
Special needs.
We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I smelled like him all day.
Yeah, well. You've been married for 17 years to a man that you are no longer in love with. He's your best friend. You love him, but you ain't in love with him. Marriage is over. It's a wrap. It's nothing but proof after this. And then you says, you know, we act like we married in public for our children and all this here. But he does not always sleep in our bedroom with me. Then she said, I assume it's because I don't have sex with him. Well, you got that right. I assume it's because I don't have sex with him. And y'all stopped having sex 2 years ago because he brought home an infection and swore up and down he wasn't messing around with nobody. So now you done cut him off for 2 years. I understand that. Cool. But now you done set up here and found yourself a special friend for my special needs. What you're not fitting to do is take this letter and try to get us to feel sorry for you with all this special needs conversation. Because that ain't what it was. It ain't that type of special needs. Y'all ain't in the damn Olympics. And you ain't got no sticker hanging off your rearview mirror in your car. You ain't got a ramp going up nine set of steps at your house. You ain't got no van with no lift on it. None of that.
Something's wrong with you.
Your ass ain't getting no damn discounts at AARP. You ain't getting none of that. Yeah. What you not fitting to do, lady, is try to make us feel sorry for you. Talking about you found a special friend for your special needs. Mm-hmm. Oh, them ain't the needs you was taking care of. Mm-hmm. Special friend with some special needs. Like you just giving money to St. Jude's or something. You need to get out of here. You gonna stop this here evil ass letter. Trying to make us feel sorry for you. Like you got a special friend with some special needs. Like you just run around helping handicapped people. You ain't getting none of this from us.
You see through her. You see.
You're sitting up in here. Special needs. You got your leg all back on the headboard with your toes grabbing the slots on the iron bedpost. That don't look like no special needs to me. Yeah. Anyway, we've been practicing safe sex for 8 months. Oh, really? Oh, really? My husband commented on my change of attitude recently, and he accused me of cheating, but he couldn't prove it. You are cheating. You said it in the letter. Until yesterday, our son had trials for basketball. He slipped and fell in the gym. I was on the other side of town in my boyfriend's house getting my special needs taken care of by this special man. And we was not on the ramp outside at the house because we don't really use wheelchairs. My child called me screaming in pain, saying his leg was broken with his little lying ass. You know, if you break your leg and you a boy, you can't use the phone. Do you know that?
You can't use the
really?
Phone.
You can't use the phone. Your leg broken, you a child. You know how bad you hollering. You can't remember nobody's number. You can't do nothing with that phone. You don't want no damn phone. You trying to pull yourself together. I done broke a bone in my body. You ain't got time for nothing else. You got to pull yourself together. Talking about his leg is broken. I rushed to the school to be with him. Then he had time to call his daddy. He making a whole lot of phone calls with his broke ass leg. This little boy really got himself together. So we were both there at the same time. I followed my husband and son to the ER so we could get some x-rays. This little lying punk ass boy, yours ain't did nothing but pull a muscle. The hell you get confused, a pull muscle with a broke leg. You done pulled a muscle. That's in the back of your leg, boy.
So you're mad at the son now?
Now I done set up in here and left my man's house. He over here frying bacon and everything. We over here doing special needs activities for the day, trying to earn ourselves a sticker for our car. We trying to qualify for the tag that hang on your rearview mirror. We in here doing special needs activities, and you done interrupted me. Now I'm sitting up in here. You know, he ain't even broke your leg. Punk ass got a pull muscle. Then as my son, that's my husband, pushed our son out of ER in a wheelchair, he told me I smelled like I had just rolled around in the hay with a man. Well, I had. Okay, what is the letter for?
I don't understand right. Why she wrote.
Right.
Well, I had. But that was none of his concern. You his wife. The hell are you talking about? Y'all pushing y'all boy out of ER. Y'all doing that together. Remember how you said how y'all operate as a married couple in public and around our children? Mm. You're out in public, you're at the ER. And you're around your children, his dumb ass in the wheelchair. Then told you he broke a leg. You could have left his ass over there, but oh no, you got to get out of all this hay you in because you've been rolling around in this hay with your special needs person. Trying to get your special needs taken care of. Y'all in here, you know how hard it is to roll around in a hay wheelchair?
I don't know.
But I'm sure you're going to tell us. I'm sure you're going to share.
Your lying ass. We all went to grab burgers, and my husband sat on the other side of the table because he said my boyfriend's cologne bothered him. You all up in here with that cheap ass cologne on. Probably had on some brute or some high karate. Sitting up in here with his old ass. Sitting up here with that. You got all this Halston on, this damn polo. You smell like the whole bottle with the horse on it.
All right, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Coming up next is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk with Pimpin'.
It ain't just time for just Junior. Not on today, it ain't. What's up, Junior? Uh-uh.
What's happening, Pimpin'? Let's get into it, man.
What's up, Shirley? What's going
hey,
on?
Hey, Pimpin'.
What's up, Chocolate? You good?
Hey, Pimpin', what's happening?
Hey, I was listening to the radio the other day. Congratulations on the operation.
That was today, pimping earlier.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations.
You know, the reduction and all. That was
yeah, I had a breast reduction long, long time ago. Yeah.
That was impressive. Congratulations on it.
Thank you, pimping.
Yeah, you want to take Monica in there with you?
Yeah. Well, you move along. Come on, Junior.
Here we go, pimping. Cowboys, Cardinals, pimping.
Cowboys, Cowboys finna be 3-0, baby.
You. Okay, Bears, Chiefs, pimping.
Bears and the Chiefs. Come on now, let's stop this here. Let's stop this. Chiefs, you know, good and here well. Chicago ain't finna be no damn Kansas City. Justin mad at the coach and all this here.
Here we go, pimping. Steelers, Raiders.
Come on, Raiders. Come on, Raiders.
Okay, pimping. Eagles, Buccaneers.
I got to take that call back. I'm going to have to go with the Steelers.
Okay.
Oh, you want to pick them?
I don't want the Steelers to win. Come on, Raiders.
He's torn on that game.
Yeah. Eagles, Buccaneers, Pippen.
Man, that boy down there, Baker Mayfield, got them Buccaneers 2-0, but ain't no way in hell he finna beat them Eagles, baby. Jalen Hurt. Sci-fi.
Okay. Rams, Bengals.
Oh, Bengals. Nah, they ain't trying to make it. I'm going to go for the Rams. I'm tired of them talking about the Bengals. Bengals need their ass.
Okay, Pippen. Titans, Browns.
Just Cleveland.
There you go.
We ain't got no Nick Chubb, but we done signed Kareem Hunt. He back, baby.
Colts, Ravens.
Well, no, the Ravens, man. I'm sorry. And Ravens. Plus, my boy, the little young quarterback might not be there. So, man, there ain't nobody whipping Lamar. Come on, man.
Yeah. Okay, here we go, man. Patriots, Jets.
I'm going to go with the Jets. Zach Wilson going to show up.
Okay. All right. Here we go, Pippen. Bills, Commanders. Woo.
Washington is 2-0. Ain't been that way in a long time, but it's finna stop now, though.
Okay. Saints, Packers.
Oh, I'm going with the Saints, baby.
Yeah, who
going with the Saints, for real. Who that? We is.
Broncos, Dolphins, man.
Man, damn, Russell Wilson. I'm sure pulling for you, but two of them is not messing around. You know what I mean?
That's it, man.
Maybe we'll come back, do some more or something. Yeah, I don't know.
It's three more games left.
All right, right after this.
Talking like I'm Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're back with Junior and Pimpin' with Sports Talk.
Yeah.
Okay, Pimpin', here we go. Falcons, Lions, Pimpin'.
Oh, man, the Falcons is playing, but you know I'm a Detroit boy all the way, baby. Detroit.
Yeah. Chargers, Vikings.
I told you, I'm not picking the Vikings no more this year. I don't give a damn what happened. The Chargers.
Panthers, Seahawks, Pippen, how you feeling?
You know, man, I've been watching this game.
Mm-hmm.
And this young boy in Carolina, I'm liking him more and more. You know, they struggling a little bit. But I thought the Seahawks was going to be way colder than they is. So I'm just going to go on and pull for the Panthers.
Okay, pivot it. Last one, man. Texans Jaguars.
God.
Well, you know, Steve be real hard on y'all. But I'm finna do something that you don't think I'm going to do.
What you going to do, Pepe?
What?
Come on.
I'm going to pick the Texans.
What?
Psych.
Come on, Shirley. Come on, Shirley.
I just wanted you to feel something for a couple of seconds that y'all didn't feel all year long like a wind.
That's
cold blooded. You know, but the Texans gonna win one game, man. They are.
What week is gonna be though?
Oh, probably after the bye.
After the bye, it's like 7.
Yeah, they're going to get a rest or something like that and then come back and shock everybody. Texans ain't going to lose all their games, though.
I ain't picking them this weekend. Hell.
He really had you, though, for a second, Junior.
Yeah, he
really
had you. Made me feel like he was going to pick them.
You know, man, Pimps can't make too many mistakes. You know, I'm going to give y'all some flowers while y'all living because, you know, a lot of people don't do that. I want to congratulate y'all, man, for being the only radio show in the world with a pimp on it.
Oh.
I just don't like, you know, I recognize, you know, the opportunity that I have in front of me and, you know, the chance y'all take with me. Because people, you know, pimps have such a negative reputation and everything. But I told y'all.
Yeah, you think. Rightfully so.
Because my pimping ain't got nothing to do with women.
No.
My pimping is all life. I've been pimping the game.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
I've been pimping life, man. I only got, you know. I got some women, but they ain't out there like y'all think. They ain't out there
doing
nothing like that. That ain't godly.
Okay, Pimpin.
Well,
okay,
you think you ever get married or anything, Pimpin?
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Yes, we got on the line.
Yeah,
with your godly pimp stuff. Say that to yourself.
See? Say it to yourself. You can change the game, Pimpin.
That don't make no sense. You can't be no married pimp. I might have to quit saying that.
Maybe you want to settle down.
Saying that, you know, because you got a wife and everything. Talking about how you going to tell her, talking about you a pimp. How you think they going to look at me? I don't want to hear all that.
Oh, you don't want to be
been
judged.
Single so long. I ain't never been married, dog. That ain't marriage ever for me.
But you just said you was pimping the game, so it doesn't matter. If your wife will understand pimping the game of life, not just...
Wait a minute. You just said something that don't make no damn sense. What wife going to understand what?
You said the
y'all
game
ain't
of life.
Understanding.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Why do you say that, Pimpin? Why do you say that?
Because women's, that ain't what y'all not understanding. Damn. When y'all get that title? Understanding.
We've always been
caring,
understanding,
sharing,
and loving,
nurturing.
And caring.
You ain't
never
been understanding.
Yeah.
You don't understand nothing.
As long as you tell us
not
the
a
truth.
Damn thing.
As long as you,
see,
tell,
as long
us
as
the
you
truth.
Tell the truth, right there. You don't even understand that. See that?
What?
Bam, that's proven point.
Okay. You have a problem with the truth, Pimpin? Is that what you're saying? You don't tell the truth? What are you saying?
Shirley.
Yes, Pimpin.
What the hell is we on
talking
about?
Wow. All right. Coming up, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
In general, like, question.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're all big fans of Vegas, so check this out. Just like the esteemed Fountain Blue Hotel in Miami, Las Vegas will soon have its own Fountain Blue Resort. It will open on December 13th after 23 years in development. It took 23 years and $3.7 billion to complete this 67-story complex. It has 7 pools, 36 restaurants and bars, and a top-floor private club. It will also be home to Live Nightclub that will rival Miami's Live Nightclub. And good news for MGM Resorts worldwide. worldwide. The hotels and casinos are now back to normal after being down for a week as a result of the cyber attack disrupting its computer system. So there you go.
Woo, that's okay. Good news.
Mm-hmm.
I was planning on going to Vegas for my birthday. Need y'all to have it together.
I'm not. What's the name of this new place going to be?
It's the Fountain Blue Hotel.
You know, like the one in Miami, the big one.
Oh, a resort. Yeah, it's going to be a resort.
Lord, no.
Why not, huh?
No, with the live nightclub in it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Why? You got to stay away.
That's too much.
Caesars is where we going to be at.
I don't really do Caesars. You know, I get them. I used to like Bellagio. They kind of got a little attitude with me over there. I don't know what happened because...
Somebody listening now from the Bellagio, you're ready to get fired.
But they get mad at you.
But you know, Bellagio changed after Jay-Z did that song.
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We will play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather go shopping with your wife, or would you rather do brunch with her and her girlfriends?
Who?
Oh, no. I'd rather go shopping with my wife.
Shopping. Yeah, shopping with my wife.
Yeah, all day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I already know it's in the calls. But brunch with her girls?
Mm-hmm.
One subject can last the entire
brunch. Yes.
All right. Would you rather live without your bottom teeth, or would you rather live without facial hair?
Oh, no. We're going to need the bottom teeth. I'm going to have to.
So no,
I can't cut this mustache off. I'm sorry. Come on, get these damn teeth. Yeah.
So you going to give up your teeth over your mustache?
Woo, I can't cut this mustache off again. Lord have mercy, boy.
All right, would you rather spit when you talk or have spit around the corners of your mouth?
Ew.
Oh.
When you talk.
What? Yeah, yeah. I spit when I talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do that now on stage. Yeah, I feel sorry for the people in the front row.
The juicy mouth.
Yeah.
On stage.
Man, you say on stage.
You seen these lips. How the hell am I talk without spit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. No, would you rather be announced when you walk in the room? Would you rather be announced? Hey, or would you rather...
Yeah, that's how I'm living that life. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about that life.
Announced. Or would you rather be ignored by everyone?
Oh, no. I'm about that life.
Hey.
Okay, you want to be announced. Ladies and gentlemen.
Taylor came to the house yesterday to do some alterations. Had an assistant with him. I walked down the steps. They was at the foot of the steps waiting on me. I said, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, that damn Steve Harvey. And them two people start clapping.
You brought yourself out.
I'm used to, when I walk in the room, getting a round of applause. I'm used to that.
Yes.
Okay, you know it.
The other day, dudes was at my ranch fixing the docks.
Uh-huh.
I got out the truck, never seen him. I said, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, that damn Steve Harvey. Guess what they did? They started clapping. I ain't even asking to.
That is your life.
I tried that with my wife. It don't really work like that for me. She came
what
home.
Happened?
I announced myself, said, ladies and gentlemen, Killer One Space. And she said, get the groceries out the car. I swear to God.
So she make an announcement.
No applause.
She
nothing, Junior.
Nothing. About me.
Nothing.
No. And you do this all the time?
See, your name don't really come Killer One. Anybody
that's his name. What are you going to do about it?
Just take your space.
Ladies and gentlemen, Killer One Space. What?
All right.
Get you your name quickly.
I love your name, though, Kier. All right, coming up at 49 minutes after, we'll have some closing. We'll close out the show.
KL Space. You might get some.
We'll close out the show with Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, here we go, guys. Our last break of the day on this Friday. It's been a good week.
I have an interesting closing remark because it's really about something Junior said.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I said that I'm on your would you rather's. You was talking about would you rather A, be when you walk in, be announced, or mm-hmm. B, walk in and be ignored. Now, give me the damn announcement. You know, it's a price for fame. It is. It's a penalty. You're a public figure. You're open to scrutiny, lies, mm-hmm. you know, rumor, innuendo, subject. People talking about you don't even know. At least give me something out of it. Now, Junior says he don't do that because I walked into the room one day. I said, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, that damn Steve Harvey. Somebody asked me one time, that sounds like arrogant to call yourself the one and only. You know another one? It's ain't but one me. Do you know that you're absolutely free to say that about yourself and I would not be offended? If you walked in and said, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Keir Spade, I'll let you say that because it is. It's just one of you. But I don't know why people get offended, though. That just sounds arrogant. You walking around talking about you the one and only. Hell, I am. I am the one and only Steve Harvey. That's ain't no more. You got TV, cut it on. Where they at? So that's what it is. I'm the one and only. Now, Junior, part of your problem is when you announce your name, you announce your whole government name. Ladies and gentlemen, Kia, LaJuan Space. What? Now, there's too many questions in there. Kia is already a different name. I don't know no other man nowhere named Kia. Uh-huh. And then, what is the LaJuan about? What did that come
from? That's a little name. And I love Kia. I think that's a very unique name.
Yeah. Well, Shirley, you once again didn't say nothing because you said, I love, LaJuan is a very unique name. I love
Kia. No, Kia, I said. I didn't say
Kia. You said
Kia.
Shirley, I said, where LaJuan come from? You said, I like Kia. Kia's a very special name.
I didn't hear about that part.
LaJuan. You're talking about LaJuan.
LaJuan is different.
See right there? See how she said, Junior?
Yeah.
So you gotta own your name now. Share with me now. Now, come on. Own your name now. Say it.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen. I thank y'all so much, but because guess what? Killer War Space is in the room. Did I own
See,
it?
Now it sound like you said Killer One. Like you can hurt somebody.
Wait,
see, like, it sounded to me like you said, I'm Killer One in here. Now, that's more gangster.
Yeah, okay.
You know, because it sounded like you said Killer One.
Yeah.
Killer One.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, my name. But because all my life, that's all they call me. Was, you know, I get in trouble. Killer One. That's it. They just run it together. Because black people going to run it together.
Then your response is Killer One. You say, well, I kill you too.
Ain't that's got to be response? One.
Yeah. That's scary about it.
Are you Killer One? I kill you too. See how that go? See, Junior, you got to be quick with it.
Yeah.
You got to turn your name into some people when you come out, Killer One.
Well, let me ask you this, Unc.
Yeah.
When did you start saying this, Unc? How old was you start saying the one and only Steve Harvey? When did you start that?
About
like, where did that come out of?
30 when I was homeless. Because when I was homeless, I still had a dream of being on TV, so I used to practice it all the time.
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Steve Harvey. Oh, on my wife's page, she say, Marjorie Harvey, wife of the one and only Steve Harvey. I got everybody convinced of that.
Mm-hmm.
Know that.
Yeah.
Promise. I am the one and only. Now, you know, that sound arrogant to me. Because you insecure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just confidence on your part.
Now, why does my confidence, as soon as my confidence bump up into your insecurity, now I got to be arrogant. Well, your ass is insecure. I am the one and only. But you could easily say that about yourself.
Yeah.
I'm the one and only Steve Harvey. Ain't no more. You got another one? Where they at? Hello, listening?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where they at? Mm-hmm. So that's why I've learned to be like that. So now, so what you ought to do, Kia, is come up with a name because Kia Space ain't working.
Wait a minute.
What?
Hold on. Do you have to crush all my dreams in life everywhere?
You gonna tell this man at 40 something his name?
My name ain't working. The time, effort.
because you've not embraced the entirety of it is what I'm trying to get you to see.
Okay, well, you introduce him. Teach me how you
embrace it.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, from his own radio show on weekends in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. You've seen him on BET Comic View. Okay. He has been on tour with the one and only Steve Harvey. He has been a writer on the Steve Harvey Show and the Judge Show. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for that damn killer walk.
What? I go see me.
I'm telling you right now.
Wait a minute.
You'll buy a ticket here.
Kill dog. What? It'll have a ring to it. And what? It ain't too late.
The way you just did that, I promise you, I just don't even need the space part.
Not it your last working. Name. It ain't working.
Let's take a vote on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Who all for Killer One?
Kira LaJuan. Okay, I'll take. Okay,
I love
it. He Kira don't LaJuan. Need to I'll be corrected. It's Kier. Shut it. Be quiet.
We gotta damn. Go.
You're just come a on, dream huh? killer with your proper ass. Girl, please have a good weekend. Go somewhere. Your ass. Y'all have a good weekend, man. Keep it hood, y'all.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.